We are playing is the Water Kelpie, the mysterious seal people known to many in Scotland. And indeed, Scotland may have been the region where one of our greatest mysteries took place, the disappearance of the British King Arthur. We know that Arthur, Arthur's Bear in Welsh, was probably born in Wales or Cornwall, but his last fatal battle, Camlan, may have been near Edinburgh. After the battle, some say Arthur was taken by ship to the island of Avalon, Ynys y Fathlon, at the Isle of Apples in Welsh. Others that it was turned into a crow, raven or chuff, and that is still believed bad luck to shoot at one of these corvids, as you might be killing a great king. But the true story of where Arthur can be found takes us back to De Cymru, South Wales, and a little village called Pont Nedd Fechan, the bridge over the little river Neath. Am some aeth yn ôl, a long time ago in the reign of good Queen Bess, there was an adventurous young lad called Caradog who lived in Pont Nedd Fechan, and because of his nature, was always in trouble with his father and the locals. Caradog, seeing the writing on the croft wall, decided to set out for London to make his fortune. Not far from home, the lad ran into a farmer in need of a drover to take his cattle to market, and the boy took his chance. With a corgi at his heels and a freshly cut hazel staff, he climbed out of the valley floor in the direction of Brecon and adventure. Several weary weeks later, Caradog arrived safely in the metropolis and got a good price for the cattle. Somewhat dazed by the vastness of this new world, he was standing on London Bridge when an odd old man approached him and asked, "Where do you come from?" "From my own country," he replied. "A Welsh lad in an English town." "What is your name?" "The one my father gave me." "Where did you get that hazel stick?" "From a tree," he cautiously replied. "Well, if you show me that tree, I will make you rich beyond your imaginings. At first Caradog was leery of this Dean Huspis, for a wizard he was. But the lure of wealth soon had Caradog leading the old man back home to Wales. Just above Pont y Fechan is Craig y Ddinas, Fortress Rock, and there the boy pointed to the hazel tree with a fresh knife mark still visible. "Come, help me dig near the roots," said the wizard, and Caradog eagerly set to. Before long they uncovered a large flat stone. When moved, that exposed a set of stone steps leading down to a narrow passage with a strange light coming from beyond. The passage led past a beehive bell that the old man warned Caradog not to touch at any cost, then into a large cavern, and a truly wondrous sight. Lying feet to the centre like a wagon wheel were fully clad knights, armour, helmets and shields eerily shining in the gloom, and more magnificent than all the rest, a kingly man with a gold crown lay sleeping, as were all the rest, his sword at the ready on his breast. Well, Caradog could barely believe his eyes, but then he saw the gold and silver in two great piles at the sides of the knights, for knights they were. "You may take from one pile or the other, but not the two," said the wise man. "But remember, Tlasawen Mundurnu Arian, money is like an eel in the hand." Caradog went for the gold, of course, and overfilled his pockets and bulging clothes, but he noticed that the old man took nothing. Answering the unasked question, he said, "Gwaith disc na golid, knowledge is true wealth," which for many, many years left Caradog puzzled. "Now remember not to touch the bell, but if you do and a knight awakes and asks, 'Adi and ddydd?' 'Is it day?' you must reply immediately, 'Nage, cuscadi,' 'No, sleep on.'" Of course, our overloaded Caradog hit the bell with his elbow. A knight awoke asking, "Adi and ddydd?" And a shaken Caradog managed, "Nage, cuscadi." And the warrior lay back down. Who are these men? They are Irian, Owen, Howell, Llewellyn, Griffith, Rhys, Rodri, and the greatest of them all, Arthur, waiting for the day when Wales will need them to wake and take back their beloved land. Outside, the pair replaced and covered over the stone, and as the Dean Huspis bade farewell, he said one final thing. "Now, if you need to go back for more, do not take from both piles, and remember to stay away from the bell." Caradog looked up from his gold, but the old man had already disappeared into the cool evening air. Well, as to be expected, Caradog was a very popular lad at the pub for a year, but soon found himself lifting the stone, overloading himself with silver this time, elbowing the bell, but this time three knights angrily awoke, and Caradog was barely able to get the response out and escape the ghostly throng. The third time, loaded down with gold and silver, ringing the bell, all the warriors rose as one, "Adi and ddydd!" Caradog froze, and then Arthur himself rose and commanded the men to throw the intruder out, as the day had not yet come. And when Caradog, battered and bruised, awoke, he was outside the cave. And though he many times plucked up the courage and looked, he never again found the hazel, the flat stone passage, bell, and Arthur's cave. But he brightened many an evening in the pub at Pont y Fechan, an old, broken man, sitting by the fire, telling his tale over and over for pints of cwrw chwerw Cymraeg, pints of good Welsh bitter ale.